All right, so what about these oil spills? What have you seen them, seen the professionals use to clean this stuff up, volunteers use to clean this stuff up? Well, I want you to hear on Secret.com something else that they're using to clean it up. You may be somewhat surprised.
We get it from every zip code in North America, 30 other international countries. Everybody is just really wonderful and generous to send it into us. We don't pay for that. They all mail it to us.
Matter of Trust, nonprofit in San Francisco, uses donated hair, fur, and fleece clippings to produce recycled fiber mats that soak up oil spills.
There are about 370,000 hair salons in the U.S. and about 200,000 pet groomers, and they're all cutting about 1 to 2 pounds of waste fiber a day, and it's going into landfill, and it could be used to soak up oil spills.
Hair collects oil, which is why you wash it. But just as it collects oil from our skin, hair can also absorb oil from an environmentally hazardous spill. Many traditional methods to clean up oil spills rely on using expensive synthetic materials and dangerous chemicals. Hair is cheap, natural, and an environmentally sustainable alternative, capable of absorbing 3 to 9 times its weight
in oil. What's great about hair is that it's hydrophobic. Hydrophobic means that it sheets water off of it instead of soaking it up like a sponge. So if you're trying to clean up an oil spill in the ocean, the oil will cling to all the outside of all the surface area of the hair, but when you lift up the mat, water will just sheet off.
Apart from designing hair mats for emergency oil spills, Matter of Trust creates them for storm drains.
So we're doing pilot studies all over in the U.S. and in other countries around the world to have their catchment cages for litter, leaves, and trash, etc., lined with these hair mats so that when it rains, all the oil from the streets washes into the storm drains and gets caught by the hair mats that are there and lets the rest of the rainwater flow into the sewers or back into the bay.
Matter of Trust stores the donated hair for 3 months to ensure that any lice or fleas die out before the material turns into mats.
It's ready. We are taking the longer hair, which is 3 inches or longer, first and making the scrim. That goes through the felting machine. And as soon as it's ready to hold together, then we take that down to half the size, have it laying over the edges, fill that with the short hair, the fur, and the fleece. Fold the long scrim over it, move that through the machine until it is a nice solid mat.
They deployed these hair mats to some of the worst oil spills in the country, including the Costco Busan spill in San Francisco 2007, the BP Deepwater Horizon disaster in the Gulf of Mexico 2010. You can visit matteroftrust.org to look into donating hair. Wow, what an amazing way to use something that I know I would take for granted. I would never have thought of that. Hair cut off. And I mean, I'm just thinking, okay, it's gone. It never would have occurred to me, you know, other than, you know, other people buying hair to attached to their heads, make their heads hair seem longer or whatever. I never would have thought about some other beneficial uses of hair, in all honesty. I think that's brilliant. I do think that's brilliant. Well, I want to encourage you again to be listening when you can. We are live on 1550 AM, The Voice, Monday through Friday from 1 until 2, Saturdays and Sundays from 1 until 3. But you can also hear us by going to speakingwith.com and by clicking on the link labeled Listen Online at your convenience. You can listen whenever, wherever. And I really am glad that we're able to provide that service to you. And if you're using a device that has a search feature, you can just type in the name of the guest or a keyword from the topic that you're interested in, and it'll pull it right up. But you can always go to the date that you're interested in, or just scroll down until you find something that really grabs your attention. I want to thank you again, everyone, for listening week after week. Thank you so much for supporting me. Thank you so much for letting me know that you're really enjoying the program. We really do believe in bringing information that you can use. We believe in entertaining in constructive ways as well. And that's why you hear some of the music that you hear and so many other different things. And so be ready as we get ready to bring you one of our unique features that I've innovated for the program. This Week in Song. Remember, tomorrow's Power Friday. We definitely have some information to bring to you. We're going to be talking about the brain for a while tomorrow, but we're also going to be quizzing you on the songs featured in This Week in Song. I will have one more new one to bring into the equation tomorrow. Since I didn't do it today, I'm going to do it tomorrow, and I'm going to use that one to kind of get you warmed up for the two that were featured earlier this week. So that's tomorrow, This Week in Song, and the quiz on Power Friday, right here on Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where we really believe in encouraging the celebration of diversity while promoting harmony.